This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Republican Congressman John Fleming, who's also a practicing physician. He represents Louisiana's 4th Congressional District, and he's also a member of the Natural Resources Committee. You may remember that earlier this week he joined us to talk about the budget debate in the House of Representatives as the continuing resolution was being considered and eventually passed as the week went on. But it's his work on the committee and his questioning of Interior Secretary Ken Salazar that we want to talk about for a moment. Congressman Fleming, among many other folks who represent districts near the Gulf of Mexico and are just concerned about energy policy, are worried about the de facto moratorium that the Obama administration has placed on energy production in the Gulf of Mexico. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Great, Greg. Great to be with you once again on your program.
Well, let's talk about the main accusation that you made here in your questioning of Secretary Salazar was that it didn't seem to you that the administration's all that worried, really, about rising fuel prices based on what's going on in the Middle East, as well as the fact that our own production is down from where it was a number of months ago, and that they actually see this as a way to push electric cars and to get people to move closer to where they work. What did you get in terms of an answer, and how satisfied were you with it?
Well, Greg, you're absolutely right. I was on Natural Resources last year. We had several hearings, including with Secretary Salazar and others. And really the thing that the theory that began to build in my mind is that the only explanation for the moves that are being made with regard to the offshore moratoriums, the fact that despite those moratoriums and the fact that judges are holding the administration in contempt, no real scientific reason, even according to the panels that the president had even selected to continue moratoriums, the attacks on hydrofracking for natural gas and so forth, and then some of the other statements that are made even by Mr. Chu, that, you know, rising energy prices from fossil fuels is not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, look at the bright side. It'll make people live closer to home. It'll make people want to use rapid transit, and it'll also make alternative fuels more cost-effective relative to the cost of fossil fuels. So that's exactly what I confronted the secretary with, and his answer was that no, that production is actually going up instead of down in the Gulf, and I didn't get a chance to follow through on that questioning, but the truth is production is falling off sharply, and other questioners later in the day actually brought that fact up.
And let's talk about a couple things you just mentioned. First of all, the impact of rising fuel prices. We're obviously seeing that right now, and this time of year to have fuel prices well above $3 and closing in and above $4 in some markets is very odd. Even during the summer season, that's high, and if this trend continues, it'll be very high in the summer. What's the impact of that economically? We just got one of the better jobs reports we've seen in a while, but if these fuel prices remain where they are, how's that going to impact our economy?
Well, I take you back to 2007, 2008, when it broke the $4 level at one point under President Bush, and that was sort of the straw that broke the camel's back in our economy at that point. It's like an overnight shock to our economy. Nothing hits our economy faster and harder. Prices movement being felt throughout the economy in every way, because transportation is a part of everything we do, and so it could have a freeze effect on our economy, such that we could find ourselves into another recession, a mini recession. Hopefully, it'd be no more than that, and that the jobless rate could actually reverse and begin to move up again.
What could you tell our listeners about the difference that you and Secretary Salazar had? You mentioned other questioners later on in the hearing pinned him down on what the facts were, but what should the American people know about what type of exploration is and is not happening in the Gulf right now?
Well, after the BP disaster, there was an instant moratorium placed. No more drilling offshore. Even the rigs that were out there ready to go were put on hold. And interestingly enough, shallow water drilling was also put under what we call a de facto moratorium. It wasn't official, but they weren't issuing permits. And so since then, there have been 33 shallow water rigs in the Gulf that have been stacked, and 6 of the high production deep water rigs have had to leave and go to countries like Egypt and Nigeria, where the oversight is not nearly as good as it is here, so you can't say that's a positive thing for the environment. And the net result by 2019 will be a reduction in production of our overall domestic oil of around 12%. So you understand that if you're not drilling new holes all the time, your production will fall off. There's kind of a steady state effect that you have to have by bringing in new production constantly.
We're talking with Louisiana Congressman John Fleming. And, Congressman, the president, just prior to the BP disaster last year, seemed to be softening on opening up more areas for offshore exploration. Do you think he got spooked? Do you think it was more window dressing than a real change in policy? What do you make of the fact that they're so resistant to opening those areas back up?
I think that it is window dressing. I mean, even then, when he was theoretically opening those up, the truth was that Bush had already begun that process, and while he was officially saying they were open, we could see all sorts of blockades being thrown up. It's really my impression that the administration and certainly the Department of Interior does anything and everything it can to slow the production of fossil fuels in every way, shape, or form, as long as they can get by with it politically. For instance, remember I said that the judge found the administration in contempt of court, and it took that to get the first permit after almost a year of this happening. So basically, the president just drags his feet, and then he allows a trickle. So it's really a shell game, more or less. The same sort of thing we're seeing with the regulations. What the administration can't do legislatively, it puts in the EPA and other things to try to accomplish in that direction.
Last question, Congressman. What can the Republican House do about this?
Well, I think, first of all, oversight is a tremendous factor because we're bringing all of this out. We couldn't do it last year because we didn't have control of the committee process. So now we're bringing this stuff out so the public can see that not only is the American government not trying to increase energy independence, but it's actually working adversely in a way to increase the prices because it fits the ideological goals of those in Washington who want to see us go to battery power, to windmills, to solar, and things like that, which are fine if they actually worked. But they don't work economically without heavy subsidies. And again, that's back to the taxpayers.
Congressman, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Greg.
Louisiana Republican Congressman John Fleming represents his state's 4th Congressional District, member of the House Natural Resources Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.